I'm with Nigel Risner, business performance coach, who has just delivered the opening, well, I would say keynote, but it's a lot more than that, at Build 11. Nigel, you talked about being in the room, not being in the room. For learning and development professionals, what does that mean?
The real issue that I have is that often people go to work, they go to a conference, they're with their children, and they're sitting somewhere and they're not really there. They're thinking about where they're going tomorrow, where they were yesterday, or what other important things they could be doing, and they're just not in the room. Most car accidents happen because people are driving their car, but they're not in their car.
Now, you gave us a rundown of key points that would help us as professionals and help delegates in our sessions. What were they? One of them was being in the room. There are a few more points in there. Could you give us a quick rundown of those?
Probably the three key points is understanding what are the best people doing business and just model them. We haven't got time to learn from everyone else. Let go of the past. You are where you are. Move on. Whatever your number one strength is, spend most of your time working on it. You know, I'm very passionate. Shit at administration. So I spend most of my time doing speaking and not doing administration. Taking lots of risks, taking action. Communicating well as a zookeeper. Instead of just being the old label, if you've done Myers-Briggs, Insight or Bellman. And then most importantly, just trust the process.
Now, what last piece of advice would you give to L&D professionals? It's really powerful stuff, very engaging, which I think, you know, we'd all like to be able to do in front of a group of people. So we're all different types of people, as you explained clearly there. How do we engage in the way that you've just done for us, knowing that we're all different types of people?
There's three things I'm going to suggest you do. One is trust yourself, two is have fun, and remember, less is more.
Brilliant. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you so much indeed. Now.